Blog Talk Radio.
Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarsPsychics.com, that's stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarsPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarsPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarsPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarsPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarsPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Natalie. I'm back on the air. I'm going to be waiting for my guest host, Al Diaz, and he's going to do an interview. I'm actually starting this a little bit earlier. He should be on any moment, but this is better for me to do this by myself. It's been a while for me. It's been tough. As everybody knows, you know, I had Maya with me for 5 years, and so if I break up a little bit, it's not intentional, but it's okay because everybody needs to know. It took me all this time, 3 months, to even think about doing a show again. So, you know, I was talking to Al, and he's also Stars Visionary on the site on Stars with a Z, psychics.com, and he said, why don't I interview you? He said, that's perfect to get you back. So we thought that would be good. He should be on in about 4 minutes or so. Anyways, I don't know how long the show is going to go. Might only be 30 minutes. I just don't know. I'll have to see how I feel, and I'm sorry I broke up a little bit in the beginning. So, you know, I hear my voice is raspy already. See? Gosh, and I've already talked too much. Everybody's been calling me to say, you know, we're so glad you're doing this, and I'm glad. I think I got a nudge from Maya. You gotta do this again. People love hearing you. As far as what the format's going to be, I'm going to change it up. It won't be every week, I can tell you that. It might be every 2 weeks, and I have access to authors from all over the world who have written books on angels, spirits, you know, meditations, you name it, I have it. I have access to them. Some of the very spiritual people I have already written to one of my publicists, and she's contacting a bunch for me, and she said, just make me a list, and I'll get them. Isn't that wonderful? So it'll be topics. It'll all be spiritual topics, and from time to time I will bring in some of my advisors on Stars with a Z. And, of course, now we have a banner, just like on Stars. We have it on mysticlivingtoday.com. It's the same as it is on Stars, so you'll know when the next show is going to be and who's going to be on with me, and I will always do the show. If I'm not doing it, nobody else does it because, you know, everybody knows Natalie loves to talk, but she's back. Yay! Hopefully, and I know Al will do a good job, you know, and I see him. He just sent me an email. Hopefully he's going to be on. Let me look and see. Here he is, and I'm going to bring him on right now. Hold on. Hi, Al. I've been talking away because I got onto the show a little bit early. How are you tonight?
I'm doing phenomenal. How are you doing?
Oh, you're phenomenal. Now, everybody that's listening, he sent me this email, and he said, we are going to rock. Well, I always talked, and I kind of got a little sad in the beginning, but I think that's okay. People need to understand that, you know, life isn't perfect, that, you know, we have things that happen in our lives, and we all deal with them in a different way, and it's been 3 months since I've been on the show, done anything with Blog Talk Radio. I didn't let it go. You know, I kept it because people could still listen to the previous shows, and I feel really good tonight. People have been calling me, Al, telling me how happy they are that I'm doing this again, and of course, I want to let you know that Al is also Stars Visionary on StarsPsychics.com, and that's Stars with a Z. He's on there, and he also does retreats in, is it Baja, Al? You'll have to talk a little bit about what you do.
Correct. So I'm an author, a speaker, and a film producer. And, yes, I do have retreats here, and I also do sessions with people one-on-one and from stage, from on stage.
Okay, so you've got a lot of experience, a lot more than I have, except I have more experience with what I do, right? We always have a little bit more than somebody else in a different field. So I guess we could start almost on the hour. Of course, you and I can just be talking. I don't even have to record this, but I am, because I think it's good that people know that this is not a script. We're just talking, and you're going to ask me some questions and delve into what Natalie's been up to and how she started this. And, you know, I had an interview done with me, but it's been years and years and years. So people forget, oh, yeah, that's Natalie. We know what she does. Do you really know what I do? I don't even know what I do sometimes. I just do it, right, Al?
Yeah, there you go. So, Natalie, I have a question for you. So you said that you've been talking to people.
Yes.
So are there other people on the line also right now?
Well, they could be in the chat room. I'm going to open that up right now. I'm going to open it, and then I'm going to launch this through. I have to do it. I kind of didn't think that it – I started it at 7:30. I should have really started it at 7:45. And when I saw, oh, we're live on the air, I thought, well, I'm going to talk. You know me.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Going to talk.
I
so,
okay.
So, no, I didn't. I just said that you were coming on. I'm waiting for you. And I said, oh, here he is. So, no, but this is being recorded, and I'm opening the chat right now. So we'll see what happens. And then I've got to promote this via it'll go through Twitter. And then once it goes through Twitter, it automatically goes to Facebook. And there we go. And then there we go. It's off. We're off and running. I don't know if the chat is open or not. Sometimes they have problems with chat. You know, I have Candy Ransom, Stars Priestess Candy Ransom, that goes in there and handles all of that. But remember, this was supposed to start at 8 o'clock, and it's only about 7:46. So, you know, but people will be able to listen to what we are saying right now.
Well, let's just talk for right now, because I'm going to wait until probably the hour to ask you the very pertinent questions. And once we get
all
your secrets.
Exactly. Well, you know, I've been pretty busy. Well, what else is new? I try to stay as busy as I can. And you can talk about your retreats. I think that'd be great to hear about.
Okay, sure. What we do here in Baja, and we call it the new Baja, because all the quote-unquote bad stuff has been written in the media in regards to Baja. I live in a gated community, oceanfront view of the ocean, of the Pacific Ocean. The weather here is phenomenal. We do customized retreats from anywhere from one person up to 12 people, so that it's very intimate. We customize the purpose for each individual, depending on what their needs are, what they want. Some people just want to get away and be re-energized or rejuvenated, and that's it. They just want to get away. And we go all the way to the opposite extreme, and people want to come down here for healing, to be empowered or inspired, and everything in between. So we customize it per every individual, whatever the individual is looking for. We have a swimming pool and a jacuzzi. We have, if only one or two people are coming, they will come to my location where I live, because I have a spare bedroom with a private bathroom, and they will be taken care of here. If they're looking for more of a private scenario or upscale, we have other locations that are very close by that we can put them. And those locations overlook the ocean. They're right on a cliff. Versus where I live, I have an ocean view.
I've seen the pictures. It's really magnificent.
Thank you. And all the breakfast and dinners are cooked. And so we go by what the individual likes to have. So, you know, whatever. And again, we customize it. And we're surrounded here by a bunch of other, quote-unquote, aware people, anything from healers to shamans to life enhancement to life coaching, you name it. And so we're very well connected here. So whatever a person desires to have in life, and in that moment, you know, we'll bring it to them. And as I said earlier, you know, the base cost is you just pay for the room and just come down here for the heck of it, all the way to the extreme and say, I want this done. This is what I want to happen in my life. I want to resolve this. I want to take care of this. I want to move forward. I want to evolve. I want to heal. You know, then we'll work on those specifics. So that's what we do.
Well, some of those areas are pretty tough. I mean, healing alone. And don't you agree? Everybody heals in their own at their own speed. Like maybe for me it would take longer. Maybe for somebody else it would be faster. Like the loss of a loved one. I mean, I think it all depends on the relationship that person had with the person that's still here. Doesn't it depend upon that? Like I lost my husband 6 years ago, and it's only been, I bet you, since maybe last year that I felt, I mean, I still get, you know, upset about it only because of what I had to do for him. He was, you know, he had Alzheimer's. Everybody knows that. I've told everybody on the air before, and I kept him home. And that was tough to see somebody deteriorate right in front of your eyes. So that stayed with me a really long time. What I needed to do, and I figured it out, Al, all by myself, is that I needed to realize what I had done and stand tall about it. I did it. I did it all by myself. Nobody helped me. But I wasn't doing that. I just wasn't doing that. I didn't realize who I was in the whole scheme of things. But I went through a lot. And I came out of it, and I lived to tell. He didn't hurt me. He tried, but he didn't. It wasn't successful. And so I can talk about it, and I thought, well, maybe I'll help other people at some point in time in my life. But it was only until last year that I really recognized what I had done and how powerful it was. I mean, people will say to me, you did what? You know, I'm only this little thing. I did it. But, you know, I had help that I couldn't see. Nobody could see it, but I had help. I know. I just know. And I had, you know, Jesus came to me. I saw the bottom of him, his robe and his feet. And so that was a wonderful experience for me. And it kind of like, I think this will happen to people sometimes, is if you have a terrible moment. I mean, I was sobbing. I had the bathroom door locked, sitting on the floor. I was sobbing because I don't even know what I was thinking. I guess probably, when is this going to end? And I looked down at the floor, and there I saw the feet of Jesus. I stood up, I stopped crying, unlocked the door, and I was good to go. I'm not saying that that solved everything for me, but it certainly helped. But, you know, you have healing is, it, like I said, it's a tough thing. And do you ever really know when you're healed, Al? I mean, can you say to yourself, okay, I'm good with this now. I'm okay. I can move on. How does it work?
So I'm going to answer your first question, and I'll answer the second one. So the first question, there's a difference between healing and mourning. So and mourning, there is no timetable, because when you mourn a loss, it varies from person to person. So and the reason why I can kind of relate to what you're going through, my mom passed away about 9 years ago, and she had Alzheimer's also. And she had just beaten lymphoma cancer, but they overdosed on some medication, and she, you know, within a couple of weeks, she just passed away. But so I understand the Alzheimer's aspect of it, because she was living with me at the time. And so when my mom passed away, I celebrated her life. And then a lot of my family members and friends thought, you know, because the day of her funeral, you know, it was a celebration for me and for my brother. But a lot of people were kind of taken aback by that, because it was our mom. But the reason why I'm bringing all that up is because we all mourn differently. We all have a different timetable. Some people can move on within a day. Some people may take 10 years and everything in between. So it varies from person to person. But the healing aspect is when you can look or reminisce or think about the experience or whatever, and there's no emotional charge to it. And when,
right.
when you get
okay.
to that point, when you get to that point, then you know you've healed. It doesn't mean you've gone past the mourning aspect. You still can mourn a person, but when there's no more emotional charge to it, then you know you've healed. And then I'm trying to remember your second question. The last one you just said. What was the second question?
I said something about people heal in a different way. And you—that's when you said, "Well, mourning and healing are two different things." And I guess I knew that, but it just didn't come to my mind. I was more thinking about healing after what happened to me. It took a long time. It really did.
Okay. So I'll go back to the healing aspect of it, and some part of it, you know, sometimes, and I'm going to go into another aspect of healing. So sometimes, you know, forgiveness is required. Either forgiving yourself or forgiving the other person or forgiving an experience. When that aspect of healing is introduced, then that goes back to what I just originally said. When you know when you have forgiven yourself or the other person or an experience, when there's no more emotional charge to it, then you truly know that you have forgiven the scenario or the situation. And that goes back to when you lose something, you know, when there's no more emotional charge, then you know you've healed. And again, that doesn't mean you're going to forget about the person or you're not going to mourn the person, but there's no more emotional charge. And then, you know, at that point, you know you've evolved and moved forward in life.
Right. Yeah, well, I think, like for me, as far as it affected, like you said, an emotional charge, you know, it was so life-threatening for me that it really, I had to come to terms with it. Because here was somebody who was so brilliant, he was a teacher, and he turned into a monster. And so you see this person that's coming at you every single day. You have to fear for your life. So you really don't see them as they were before. It's a strange thing. I don't know if you took care of your mom, but it's a strange thing to watch. So I think I dealt with that. I probably actually hated him because of what he was trying to do to me. But... you know, somebody said to me once, she said, "Well, why didn't you retaliate?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to tell you something. If I tried to go after him, I better knock him out because he would have come after me and strangled me, and that was no joke. The first, you know, and that is no joke." I said, "Oh, no, I just kind of cowered down. I didn't pretend it didn't happen. I just didn't want to retaliate. I just had an instinct about it, Al, that I should not retaliate because I better knock him out. I knew you better really make him flat out on the floor because if he gets up, you're gone." I never did that. Huh?
Yeah, I understand that because my mom and I had confrontations, so I remember.
Yeah, I mean, he would have them with my son, but he knew my son was strong, and he didn't, like I said, he didn't even know who I was. He thought I was an imposter, but that's besides the point. But my son didn't tolerate it. My son, if he tried to come at my son, my son would grab him by his arms, say, "Don't," and then he'd say to him, "Don't you ever hurt my mother," but he didn't know who my son's mother was. I was the imposter, you know, so... You know, I mean, but last year was the first year that I could really feel maybe it was calling free. I don't know, maybe I felt free. I don't know. But I felt that I could actually have a life, perhaps with someone else, hopefully, and hopefully the person that comes to me all the time in my visions. But anyways, I'm hoping, because you have to reach a certain point. You know, my son will say to me, "Well, Mother, what do you want somebody else in your life for?" Well, because that's who I am. That's what I am. Some people could go on with their life without anyone, Al, and be okay. That's not me.
Madeline, you're so about this. Your show's about to start in about 30 seconds. Your show's about to start in 30 seconds.
Yes. Okay, hold on. I don't have any music running. I could run some music, I suppose. Shall I? Now, they're going to hear this anyway, see? They're going to hear what we've recorded. I'm going to start this. Okay, you hear some of our beautiful music. This is from Paradise Music. My friend Betty sent all the music to us. It's Buddha You, and it's by Llewellyn. And there's no vocal in it at all. And I just need to go start to show off something soothing. I figure it's probably Al would like the music. I don't know why. So, okay, Al, it's 8 o'clock. Shall we start the show? Okay. Well, hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. Everybody knows that. I said it every week when I was on the air. And this is my first show back in 3 months, and I welcome everybody that's listening. And know that it just took me some time, and my co-host today, and maybe again, I don't know, we haven't discussed it, is Al Diaz. He's Stars Visionary over on Stars with a Z, psychics.com. And he does a variety of things. I'll let him tell you at the very beginning what he does. He can talk about his little retreats. But today is going to be mostly he's going to ask questions of me. What I've done, why I took 3 months off, and whatever. I'm not even going to guess as to what he's going to ask me. I just have to know I have to answer the question. So, Al, welcome. And how about you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, Natalie, first of all, thank you for having me on your show, and welcome back. I'm sure your audience is extremely grateful that you finally came back, and I'm sure we're going to delve into the reasons why you decided to take a little bit of a hiatus. And just so that you understand and your audience knows, I've also taken a hiatus on my Blog Talk Radio show. So, and I told my my audience and all my social media networks that I'll come out of hiatus just for you, for this special show. So thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
So Natalie,
go ahead. You can continue on. This is impromptu. Yeah. You can just say whatever you like.
Oh, absolutely. Natalie, so how are you? How are you doing? And what's going on?
The show really started about 7:45, and I talked a little bit, and I had a little bit of difficulty talking because, you know, I got really sad. But I'm not right now. I think that was good that I did that. You'll still be able to hear it. I think I can edit it, but I don't think I'm going to because it's all good. It's me. It's you. You came on. I'm doing better. I didn't know how long it was going to take for me to do the show again. I was doing it every week on a Monday. On topics, you know, we would talk about all kinds of things, Maya Moon and I, and we did it for 5 years, so that was a long time. She just seemed to know everything. Well, I knew things too, but she could open up the discussion, and pretty soon I'd be talking away like she pulled everything out of me. So she was really good at what she did, and I admired her, and I thought of her as a sister. I really did. She was wonderful. And it was sudden, so that was hard on me. You know, all of a sudden we're texting each other, and the next morning I get a call that she's gone. I just went flat out. I just couldn't function. It was tough on me gradually. But, you know, I have a business, two businesses to run. I have the magazine that I have to keep going with, and, of course, Stars. And Stars has just been taking off, and there's always things you have to do, always got to make little changes, got to add things, freshen things up. So I think maybe it was the divine Al that kept me busy. Well, we got to get her out of this. We got to keep her busy. And so that's what I did. But every day it bothered me. It was just like something was taken away from me. But I am doing better. And I wanted to do the show. And, you know, when you and I talked on the phone, remember you said, well, why don't I interview you? It's perfect. Get you back, get your feet wet again. And, you know, we talk so well on the phone together that I figured it would work out really well. And so far, so good. So I'm doing better. I really am.
awesome.
It's not going to go. It's not going to go away totally. All of her blogs are still on the site. You can access all the recordings that we did. That all of that is through the site, through STARS. You can get to it, and Mystic Living Today also. And I, you know, like I said, I'm trying to do something a little bit different to change it up, make it be something fresh, because you really can't go back to something like that because it's impossible. So I think that I'll get these ideas. One of my dear friends for many years called, and she says, well, I want you to write down things you want to talk about. And pretty soon you're going to figure it out, and you'll have, you know, if you have Al with you or if you have another guest with you, you'll be able to talk about it, and it'll be a great show. Because I think if you get to do something too much the same, repetitious, then it becomes boring and it's not so great, and I have to shut my phone down. But anyways, I think... I think I'm on the mend, let's put it that way. But, you know, it hasn't been that long. She just passed away in February. So I think I've gone through my mourning, as we were talking about, and now I have to do the healing process. And I've been waiting for signs from her. And I have to tell you this, Al. About the second week after she had passed, I had three knocks on my door, my front door, and the doorbell rang. It woke me up. I thought, oh, somebody's at the door. And I went and I looked. Nobody was there. So then I thought, well, okay, what is this? Somebody playing a game? Nah, it was like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Nobody's playing a game. They don't do that in my sub here. And so I got that. And I have the ability that I get sounds just before I wake up. I can hear the phone ring, but my phone is not ringing. But just before she passed, and her and I, we couldn't figure this out, I got the sound of a harp. Somebody that did all the way through the harp, all the strings at once. You know, they went just all the way down the line, all the chords. And her and I were trying to figure out, she said, what do you think this is? I said, well, I don't know. What do you think it is? And she said, it's an announcement of something. It's from the angels. Well, I don't know, Al, if it meant somebody would be taken from my environment. I don't know if that's what it meant. I'd like to think that it was something happy, you know. I don't know. I just thought about that again. I hadn't, you know, brought that back to my mind since February. But I keep waiting for her to do little things to let me know she's here. And I did talk to her before the show, and I said, you're going to have to help me through this now, you know. I'm back. Like I said, I don't know how often we'll do these. We'll just have to look at the site whenever we deem it so, you know, and if we got a good topic or an author or whatever. But I'm going to change it up. I can bring in the advisors. I would love to do that. I think that's a good idea, and I'm open for suggestions, I think. I hope that answered your question, Al.
Well, it's all good, and thank you for being honest.
It is all good.
So now I'm going to ask you this. So obviously, you know, since you're doing this, you have some kind of a drive or a force behind you that's pushing you to move forward and evolve. Is that the same drive that you had when you first started out with your business, or are these two different drives?
You want to hear how I first started out? It was kind of dumped in my lap, Al. A bunch of us got together. Well, one gal, she's no longer on the site, but she had done Blog Talk Radio, and she called me because she was doing her magazine and she was putting an ad in for STARS. And she suggested I do the radio, and I said, oh, God, I don't want to do that. I didn't want to do it at all. So we started on Valentine's Day 5 years ago, and we had a bunch of guests on, they all worked on STARS but since left. It was good, but it kind of got my feet wet. But I had a lot of people around me talking, so it wasn't just me. So it was a little scary for me. You know, but I don't know, most things kind of got, I say, dumped in my lap. I mean, here, let's give it to Natalie. Let's let her do it. She can do this, you know. And so gradually I would have the same co-host. And they would run maybe a year. I didn't have Maya. Maya did it for 5 years, but we had the show 6 years. on Blog Talk. So I went a year without Maya. Maya would come on, but she wasn't on every week. And then all of a sudden, a couple of my hosts decided they didn't want to do it anymore. It was too confining, too much to be weekly, which was fine. I understood that. But then Maya called me, and she said, I'll do it every week with you. And, well, we had hit it off anyways. We were just like we'd known each other forever. So that's how that really got started. And, you know, she would always say, well, do you want to pick a topic? I said, no, you pick it. Because she just seemed, and I don't know if this is right, she just seemed to be more knowledgeable than me. But she always said, no, no, it's really you, Natalie. You just don't know it. Well, okay, you know, so she'd pick a topic, and she'd write a little blurb about it, and I would post it everywhere that I could, and Candy would send it out there, and that became a weekly thing, and it was a different subject or a different topic every week. Sometimes we'd end it on the hour. Sometimes I'd have to extend it because we'd have people call in and asking questions, and, you know, in the beginning, we did do readings on the air. But I found that the same people would come every week to ask a question. And, you know, of course, all the advisors got tired of it. It wasn't bringing them any business. And after all, we're doing this for free. So it got to be a little much. We did it for a long time. And then she said, well, why don't we just do topics? And I said, I think that's a great idea because, you know, I don't like telling people no. I didn't. I mean, I would get them, nobody could hear them, but I would tell them, well, you were just on last week, I really need to have somebody else come on, you know, I hope you understand. They were always really nice about it, but that just opened up a door for people to keep coming every week. So it took a while for everybody to realize that we didn't do readings on the air like that, and then we just went to topics, and we did it for 5 years, and it was really great. The topics were not done totally for 5 years. I think we did probably on-air readings for maybe a year. But I had different advisors that would come on and answer questions. It was fun. It gave them exposure. But, you know, Al, what's really funny is that you'll ask somebody, oh, come on the air, and they go into a panic mode. You're not sitting in front of a big mic like you're at a radio station. You're talking on your phone. And then when I'd get them on and test them, you know, I'd say, come on, let's just come on and we'll talk a little bit and see how you like it. And then pretty soon they realize this is nothing. You're like talking to Natalie. Okay, I'm calling you. Talk to me. Right? So that's how it began. And it was a great run, and it can still be like that. It'll be just different. It's just going to be changed up. So,
my question to you is, then I understand the influence that Maya had on the show and in your life, and I understand the input that she had on the show, but how did you feel doing the show, you personally? Just all about you, how did you feel doing it?
In the very beginning, it felt like, oh, I got to do this, you know? Like, you know, when you do something brand new, and it's like being at a job that you've never been to, a new job. Well, you're the newbie. You've never done this before, and you're going to make mistakes. And then I thought, well, and then, you know, you have to put people on hold, and then you put them live on the air, and then you have to have them so that they just listen. And it was all these little things I had to learn. And but after about 3 or 4 weeks, I was good to go. But I really didn't take over the show. You know, I had the other ones do it. I would be the go-between between the callers, and I would, if we were doing readings, you know, I'd say, well, this is so-and-so, and she has a question for you. And sometimes we'd have two advisors on. So it was kind of a learning thing, a learning curve for me. I had to learn to get accustomed to it. But I knew I would do good at it because there hasn't been anything in my life that I didn't excel at. I didn't, you know, once I got my feet wet and got the hang of it, oh, okay, I can do that and that and that and that, and, you know, I can handle an awful lot at one time. So it was good. I mean, but it took me a while. It took me quite a few weeks to feel comfy and to feel like I was really the one that was the host, quote unquote. You know, I felt like I was leaning on everybody else. So it was tough. It's not an easy thing, but I think if everybody can get used to it and not be afraid, it's really a wonderful avenue. It's a wonderful form of communication to people out there. And even though they cannot hear or they are not logged onto the page, now I don't know who is listening right now unless they call in, but they can be listening on the page. And I won't know until after. But you can even go back and listen to it again if you can't finish listening to it. That's what's great about Blog Talk Radio and other radio stations. But I've had interviews on real radio stations before. And now that I was nervous about. I don't know why. It's so silly. I think it would depend upon who the person was that was doing the interviewing, if I felt comfortable. I probably did a monthly show on this one site that had a radio station, and then I just got invited to be on several other radio stations because of my voice, because the one producer said to me, we have to have you. I said, I don't know if I want to do this. He said, you have to do this. I said, why? He said, well, because you don't know what your voice is like. And I said, well, what's my voice like? And he said, well, I'll put it this way. If you have to sell something, you'd sell it and you'd lift us right out of our chairs because we would believe you. And I said, yeah, but only if I liked what I was selling. And he laughed. So I was on a few shows, and everybody loved my voice. They loved to hear my voice. So once I got comfortable, because remember, I never did this before. Never, ever. I didn't even know it existed. I was such a novice.
So let me ask you this then. So you've done several shows, and this is a two-part question. In your shows, what was the biggest aha moment, or what was the biggest insight that you received during the show, either from your co-host or from one of your guests, and also with STARS, your business aspect? What's the biggest aha insight that you received from that institute?
Okay, from the radio, I don't know that there was a moment. Well, I guess it was after I had done it a while, I felt so comfortable. And, I mean, I was extending myself. Like, you know, people were in the chat because I handle that too. Candy would be in there. Sometimes she couldn't get in, but if she was in, it was good. And I see one of my advisors is there, STARS. Ruby Ann is there. She's in the chat right now because they can do many readings in there. But the aha moment for me was probably it came from Maya. After the show, Maya sometimes would call or send me a text. We were always sending these little dooflickies. I call them dooflickies, you know, the hearts and the flowers and all of that, you know. And she called me this one time and she said, do you know how great you sounded? And I, excuse my voice, I said, no. She said, it was like you had done this for years and years and years. I said, wow, that's good. So I guess that would be the moment. With STARS now, I don't know if I've seen it yet. Everybody will say to me, look what you created, because you got to remember, I came from AOL. I didn't know anything about anything. And coming from America Online, you were kind of in a box. The internet was nothing. I mean, it was absolutely nothing. So I actually started Planet STARS first, but that wasn't an aha moment for me I'll tell you what it was. It was the day that Tony, my webmaster, came over. He had been working with me every week. I didn't even tell him now the colors I wanted. I'm going to get a drink of water at the same time I'm talking. I didn't tell him the colors I wanted. I just told him what it would be like to be an advisor on the site and what I would expect from the chat module. And then I would turn it around and I'd be a client. Now, this is what I expect as a client. These are the things that I want to have. Well, it took us about maybe a year. A solid year of him coming over, and my husband was just starting to get really bad, so he had to stop coming over. But we would do it on the phone, and he came over this one time, and he said, okay, sit down. Yes, sir. I mean, he's like 6'3", right? So anybody tells me that big to sit down, I sit down. But anyways, he says, sit down and type in your web address. It wasn't live, but I had access to it. And I looked at it, and I sat back in my chair. See, you had to bring this out of me. I sat back in my chair, and I couldn't believe what he had done. He created a website that had the colors that I wanted. It was magnificent. I don't even think I had any changes for him. Maybe when we got into the chat, because the chat module had to be created. That is ours. We own that. Stars owns it. And so we had some hiccups with that. There's always hiccups with that kind of stuff. That's why it took actually probably a year and a half to launch it. And so I kept looking at it every week and seeing changes and everything. So that was an aha moment. But then when it went live, Tony had me on the phone. And I remember him saying, are you ready? Oh, are you kidding? We've been waiting forever for this. Okay. Are you on the page? And I said, no. He said, okay, type it in. And he said, we're live, just like that. That was an aha moment for me because it was real. It was right in front of me, and it has really grown. Stars is has all kinds of databases in it. That's what it's been built upon. Tony was not the one that he did the databases as you see them now, but I had another webmaster that actually created the databases for Planet Stars. So Tony just moved them all over. And from that moment on, it was like my baby, you know. Everybody would say, look at your baby. Your baby is alive now. And people will come to me, Al, and say, look, that have known me for years when I didn't have any of this. And they'll say to me, look what you've done. And I'll sit there and I'll, what have I done? It's a sight. They'll say, look at it. Look what you've created. And then I'll think to myself, yeah, but I'm not done yet. So I guess the aha moment for that was when it was launched. That was a beautiful thing. And also when Tony showed me what it looked like. He said, now, if you don't like the colors, and I turned in my chair and I said, what are you talking about? They're perfect. Now, the site as it is today was revamped. It's called a responsive site now. It was revamped about several years ago. That one took a long time. But we have a portion of the server that's for development only. We're on a cloud, and so if we need more space, we get more space, and sometimes the bill goes up, sometimes it doesn't, and I'm thankful when it doesn't, you know. But, yeah, the site is really big, and it's evolving, and now we have reading rooms. I do have a reading room, and we'll be able to start doing classes, and you can have video and audio. And that was another thing that it takes a long time. You can actually do audio on Stars. Not many people do it because a lot of people don't want somebody to hear what they're saying to the advisor. You know, it's not like being on the phone. You actually have to have a microphone. It's not difficult to do. It's really easy, but we put that in there. So I really ramble on, don't I? So you have to stop me from talking, Al.
Well,
but those are my aha moments.
I enjoyed listening to you, and so I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself because I'm going to leave it to a question. But I've also, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I've also had my radio show, and I was blessed with some amazing guests. And there are memories that I have where there is some shared wisdom that for me personally was life-changing. I'm going to share one with you because I'm going to pose the question to you. But I had this artist, and his name is Rossini. And he's internationally well known. And I can't remember exactly what led up to this moment, but I asked him a question, and his reply was, in every moment, we're destroying. And I was taken aback by that because in my mind, I come from my heart, and everything is about love. And
right.
For him,
oh,
to
yeah.
use the word destroy. For him to say to use the word destroy, it didn't resonate with me. But,
why did he say that now?
Okay, well, that's what I'm going to get to that right now. So what he explained to me is, Al, picture a blank canvas. a blank, a brand new canvas. Now I'm going to get my brush and dip it into a paint, and I'm going to put a stroke on that canvas. And he goes, "What have I done?" And I said, "Well, you painted on the canvas." And he goes, "No, I destroyed it, because it's no longer what it was a moment ago. Oh. It's changed." So then he goes, "Al, when humanity understands that in every moment it's a birthing of a new moment, because
yeah,
the prior moment
that.
Has been destroyed."
Yeah.
And I go, "Wow." And that turned my head around. I go, that changed my perspective of how to look at life. So I'm just giving you this as an example. That's one of my many moments that I had that was profound wisdom was shared with me. With your two entities, with your radio show and with Stars, what profound wisdom have you received that was life-altering for you?
What was what now to me?
What profound wisdom were you given by either a guest on your show or one of your readers on Stars that provided some life-changing or altering wisdom
well,
for you?
Well, first of all, I have some very gifted advisors. Of course, one of them was Maya Moon, and, I mean, I can relay with her because she would say to me, "Well, let me convene with my guides." And so I love that word, convene. And so she always tease me about, I'll say, "Well, what do you think about this?" "Well, let me convene and I'll get back to you." She was a medium, but I don't want to keep dwelling upon her because nobody can reach her anyways. But I have a lot of gifted advisors that have really said some things to me that have... I've stepped back, like, you know, "Well, where did that come from? You're telling me this. Now, where does this come from?" And I always say to myself, "Well, wait and see if it unfolds." So I can't really say it hasn't been life-changing for me. The building of Stars was, because if I wouldn't have had that, I wouldn't have had anything to do with my time after my husband passed. You know, I would have been... I always tease people and say I probably would be watching TV eating chocolate or something, and I'd be 400 pounds, which I'm not. But, you know, we always laugh about that. But I can't really say. So what he said to you was really changed you, changed something about you?
Yeah, because then I realized that, and, you know, you read books about in every moment it's there's no past, no future, and I understood that. It registered, but when he used the word "destroy,"
that's really a strong word to
world.
Me. Yeah, yeah. I would have sat back. I would have been taken aback by that. I would never have looked at something like that. Okay, because you and I are talking, and tomorrow it's going to be destroyed. But it's really not, because it's being recorded. So it's not going to be destroyed. So there, right? So there. Let me talk to him. Not destroyed. But to say something like that's pretty profound, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It opened my eyes. It made me realize. Like,
but do you still see things like that? Do you still remember that? "Oh, okay, I did this today, but now tomorrow that's all destroyed because I'm doing something different or I'm adding to this." Does that make you feel that way? No, not you.
No, actually, I evolved from that. And how I view life is birthing. I birth. Instead of destroying, I birth my next moment. So I'm still destroying the prior moment, but I look at it more of a birth rather than destroy.
Yeah,
but
I don't want to think of it like that, though. That's not me. I'm fond of what happened yesterday. I want to remember. I don't want to think of it as it's gone. Because when I think of destroyed, I think of it's poof, it's gone, right? But but that's the type of person I am. And was this person real spiritual? I mean,
yeah,
or just
spiritual.
A, How very spiritual?
Very spiritual. Very.
Oh, wow.
As a matter of fact, I'll try to get a hold of him, and you can have him as one of your guests on your
show. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, let me talk to this guy. I'll pick his brain. but you have to be on the show with me. I'm not going to do this myself.
Okay, whatever you want.
It's a deal.
But
okay,
I
want
to get back
all
to
right.
you. I want to get back to you. So I asked you these questions. I wanted to understand what was the driving force to do your business and for your show. I wanted to know what type of insights and aha moments you've had. I've also wanted to know, you know, what wisdom has been presented to you. So, and you kind of revealed all that because I really want to dig deep into why are you doing all this. You know, is it for the wisdom? Is it for the money?
I can tell you why.
Is it,
yeah.
What?
No.
Why?
It's not the money. No. I don't take a paycheck from any of this. I never have. If I purchase something and I need to be reimbursed, that's one thing. But now, because the business has been around so long, I have my debit card and all of that. I don't know why I started this. I really can't answer that. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, some people, like, say you want to act. You want to be an actor or an actress all your life, and then you get this chance. But you had an idea. You had the flair for doing things that weren't true and talking. You know what I'm saying? You had a flair for it. I did not have a flair. It just did not happen for me. I started Planet Stars with this gal because she had the idea, and we were partners then. Big mistake. But anyways, she built websites, but nothing like the two webmasters, nothing like my Tony. I call him my Tony, meaning you can't ask me who he is, and I'm not going to give him to you because he's mine. No, he's just so good at what he does, you know. But the other guy was Rob. He was really good. He used to work on Planet Stars because I just had an AOL reading room, and people could get readings, free mini readings, and then they could make a purchase if they wanted to. Well, I decided that I needed to freshen up Planet Stars. Now, you can still go to planetstarswithaz.com. It exists. It's the hub of everything that I own. So I thought, well, I'm going to look for somebody in town here, if there is anybody. Well, there was a company that built websites, and I made an appointment. I walked in. That was the first time I met Tony, and I met some of the other people on his team. I had met a gal who was the illustrator. She could do things like that. And then I met this other guy who created a forum for us. But it was Tony that I really connected with, and I don't know why. We kind of laughed about it. So he took the job, and he farmed it out to these people that were working with him, his team. And it was okay. I mean, he had to approve everything. And I had Mystic Living Today. We had created that, but it needed something, and I was really happy with Planet Stars. So I called to ask for Tony, and I had to leave a message, because he wasn't in the office. So I waited, and he called me back. I think he called me back that night, which I thought was kind of odd, but he called me from his cell phone. Talk about divine order. He calls me from his cell phone, and he said, well, I would love to work on the magazine with you. You know, he said, there's just something about you. You're curious. You want to learn. I like that. I don't want to be the know-it-all of all. And he said, and you just seem to know, you have a handle on things. And so I said, well, okay. He said, well, I'll call you, and we'll set up something, and I'll come over, and we'll get some ideas, because he said, I'm about ready to leave the company that you met me at. I said, okay. So he had my phone number, but for some reason, and I had call back on my phone, I called the number back to get his phone number. And I wrote it down, and because I thought, his phone number is probably in the office, and he's never going to go back there, and he's not going to be able to get a hold of me. But I wrote it down, and that's how I got a hold of him. And he was laughing. he said, "See, I told you, you're inquisitive and you like to know things." And we just hit it off, Al, from day one. And I was his real first client with a big, I had three websites going. I had Planet Stars, Mystic Living Today. And we didn't do stars right away, but I owned all the domains. The first webmaster liked the prefix stars with a Z. He loved that. Because I started off as an astrologer. So he said, "Oh, no, we got to get all the domains with this. I just really like this." I said, "Okay." His name was Rob. I said, "Okay, Rob." So we bought up all those, .net, .org, .. You know, we got them all. And then so Tony was working with me with the magazine, and he revamped it, and I really loved it. It's got swirls in the background and all of this. And he would come over and show me things, and he did end up quitting that job. And then I said to him, "Well, you know, I've got 25 advisors, and they're all on America Online. They're all working in those reading rooms. I'd like to put them on a site." And I told him about stars. Well, I own starspsychic.com and starspsychics.com. And I said, "Well, it's obvious. I want the plural, right?" And we were laughing. And he said, "Okay." And then we just kind of started to create. He'd write things down. He'd listen, though. He would really listen to me. And I told him in the beginning, I said, "I have respect for what you do, but you have to have respect for what I know. I know this business probably better than anybody. I've had the most experience. I've been doing this since the 90s when I worked on America Online for America Online." And I said, "But, you know," and he said, "Nope, perfect. But we've always gotten along." And so I guess you could say that it was all divine order. It just kind of all fell into place. I wasn't looking to do anything. You know, I mean, I had my first computer. It was an Apple, and I wanted to do something with the computer, and I kind of wanted to work from home. I thought this would be really cool, and that's how I got on America Online. They were hiring. There was 300 of us, and there weren't any paid readings. I mean, it was like so backwards. I mean, I didn't even think about getting paid for what I did. Oh, my, no. And I did numerology, so I could do that. And I was interviewed by two ladies that ran, it was called Crystal Ball. And if people are listening, they will remember what Crystal Ball was. And so I got hired. They liked my voice. They both liked my voice. But I was, you know, I was so worried because I thought, I've never done this before. But I don't know. God just said, "Come on, sit in the chair, answer the phone. You're going to do this." And I did it. And that's really how I got a little bit of a taste of this. But everything kind of evolved, Al. I didn't sit there and say, "Okay, what else should I do now?" It didn't work that way. It really didn't work that way. And I why do I do this? Because I love it so much. And I probably have evolved through it
So my question to you is, first let me give you a compliment, and forgive me for interrupting you, but first let me give you a compliment.
That's okay, that's what this is about, because, it's Blog Talk. You can say whatever you want,
yeah,
almost.
It is because of you that I realized what my gift is, and that's cognizant. I was introduced to your site, and then you had a description of all the different gifts that people have. And claircognizance, and I had never even heard of that word. And then when I read what it meant, I go, "Wow, that's me." So I want to thank you for that. So my question to you is, what is your gift, and do you use that gift to pick people to be on your show, or to have your advisors or readers on your business?
Well, when I first started, it was an astrologer. Because I just thought that was fact. It was all factual, right? So, you know, I got every book that I could put my hands on, and then I got in contact with this lovely lady. Her name was Ivy Jacobson. She has since passed. She would send me, she did all, I have all her books. And she, the way she did her books is, it looked like she took the pages from the typewriter, and she had them copied into the book. That's exactly how they look. And she corresponded with me. And then I met this other lady named Sophia Mason, who has also passed. Well, she kind of took me under her wing. Because, see, I had to be nurtured for this because I was a total novice. I knew where my sun was. I knew where my moon was and all of that. But I didn't know anything else. And she sponsored me into the American Federation of Astrologers. You had the first to get in, period, you had to be sponsored. And she was a master member anyways. And she, we talked on the phone. She says, I'm going to do this for you. I said, you are? I said, why? She says, because down the road, it's going to be important for you. So I kept buying all her books, and we'd talk, and she'd explain things to me. And she did seminars, and she was in the organization. So she'd go to Sedona and all these places. I mean, I knew somebody famous, and she actually took me under her wing. So I got a taste of that, and I really, then I dabbled in numerology when I was on America Online. I took a class, and I liked it, and it kind of made sense to me. Then I met this other lady who wanted to start this group, and she wanted me to handle all the money. I'm always handling money. It's always been that way in my life. You handle the money, and we're going to have meetings once a month and blah, blah, blah. Well, I met a lot of readers or advisors through that group. I had to interview them. They had to do a little reading for me, and Marlene was her name, and she said, I trust you. I want you. You're going to have my back, and I want you to tell me who should be. We did psychic fairs, big ones in Detroit. So I did that. And, you know, I would sit back and think to myself, gee, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do what they do, never thinking at all. And this was way before Planet Stars. This was way before anything. And I got up playing a deck of cards, a regular deck of cards, and I started writing on them because the lady who I met, this Marlene, that's how she read her cards. She had regular playing cards, but she had bought them at U.S. Games. Whom I'm very close to the owner there and his second hand. I mean, that's a long story. But so I was fascinated by them because she could answer your questions. So I was sitting there, you know, and she'd say, okay, ask me a question. So I'd ask her a question, but I didn't ask her to teach me anything. I didn't want that. There was something about her, and I'm not going to say she was evil, but she was dark. And I knew it. And I worked for her, and she was kind to me. But then I realized that I was doing all the work, and she was taking all the adoration, getting all the glamour and all the recognition. She would mention me, but I don't know, something pulled me away. I met this other girl at this seminar, and she didn't live far from me, and she knew astrology inside and out, far more than me. I mean, she really knew it. And she said, how about you know computers? How about we write a program? Oh, I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to write this program. Well, it wasn't really writing it. It wasn't PHP, MySQL, or HTML. It was just typing it in and saving it, and we were going to put it into a book form. But it was about the birth of a baby and all the placements of their chart, which many years later it happened. And we never did it. She just kind of disappeared. And that's what happens in this field. Sometimes people change. I could be on the air for 4 hours and tell you what happens with them. And sometimes they just decide, I don't want to do this anymore. That has never occurred to me, not once. And I think it's, you know, Maya used to say stars is exclusive and inclusive. She said, that's what my guides have said to tell you. That means nobody else will ever have a sight like you, ever. And, you know, I mean, and I said, oh, there's so many out there. They've got so many ideas. She said, but Natalie, they don't have you. There's a big difference. So you can see how she was my, what I call a champion. And I met other people along the way. I love helping people, Al. If you were to say, Natalie, I need to borrow $100. My lights are going to be shut off, blah, blah, blah. Can you just loan me $100? And I'll work it off. I would do it. Because I hired you, because I've talked to you, because I get this feeling about you, and I really don't have, I mean, I'm a little clairaudient, but I can't do it at will. I can't do it in a reading and say, well, I'm going to hear things for you. It doesn't work that way. I'm a strong, very strong empath. to my detriment, actually, because I get hurt very easily with things and movies, and we could go on a whole other thing about that. So to say what my gifts are, I just know people, I guess, but I love people, and I love doing for them, and I have a great deal of passion and compassion, and I just feel what I'm doing is doing something for the universe, and that's how I feel. And it's gotten stronger and stronger for me. There has not been one day, Al, that I did not want to do this anymore. Not one day.
So you have a
I want to advance it. I have over 1,800 applications of people that want to work on stars, and they send me these notes, and they're probably very beautiful and great. I've just heard so much about you. It's not so much working for stars. It's working for Natalie. It's your reputation, Natalie, because I've been online for years, you know, and that's a nice compliment. That means I've done something right. I'm doing something right. But, you know, I have to write them back and say I kind of do a good ratio between traffic and my advisors. And I have some people that make a little money, some people that don't make any money, and I want to keep it balanced. And that's really why I don't hire anybody else, is because the people that I have, I have a nice circle of people now, a nice group. And I love each and every one of them, and from time to time I'll call them on the phone or I'll go in their chat, oh, my God, it's Natalie, so good to hear from you, and, you know, that's good. So they appreciate me. I appreciate them. They're doing their work. I'm doing the work for the network, for the platform that they're on. And then I have Tony, and we're such best friends. You know, he's got a fiance. It was funny. I told him. I said, you better tell him who I am, because I had to call him a lot. I said, she's going to think that I'm after you. So we went to dinner one time, and her name is Michelle. She's really sweet. And she said, I'm really glad I met you. I said, well, you know, and I told her the story. I said, I kept thinking, well, it's Natalie again, you know. And I didn't want to do that to him. But Tony and I, he's like my best buddy, you know, other than my son. My son is my best friend. But he's my best buddy, you know. And I got him a start, and he's just doing all kinds of things. And I have him, like I call it, on retainer every week, like an attorney. And he says, well, why do you do this? Why don't we just go buy I said, Tony, do you really think I'm stupid? And he'll laugh, and he'll say, no, I do this because if I call you and say, Tony, we've got a problem, you got to get to it right now. I said, what are you going to do? He says, I'm going to get to it right now. But he said, I would probably do it for you anyhow. And I said, well, you're not the first one who's done that for me. My two webmasters, I had a webmaster and a server man that would laugh and say, why are we doing all of this for you, Natalie? I'd say, I don't know. And they would do, like the webmaster would go beyond what he, and not the webmaster, the server man would go beyond. He'd help set up the databases with Rob. They were both called Rob. I had two Robs, I said, in my hip pocket. And they would both do all of this. I'm going back quite a ways, but that was a wonderful start for me. But I treated people really well, and I knew by what I did, that it was a gift. I mean, I could
awesome.
Have thousands
so,
on my
just,
site. But I don't do it.
Congratulations on using your gift of feeling and to evolve for yourself.
But, you know, the feeling, the empath part of me is not good. I mean, one of my favorite movies is Fried Green Tomatoes. And I can watch Jessica Tandy sitting on her little suitcase and sob. Over and over, every time I watch it, it's the same thing. So I have to be careful. I have them saved. You know, I recorded them, but I rarely watch them. Because, and animals, oh, they do me in too. So being an empath is not always wonderful because you're so sensitive and you have to learn how to deal with it and handle it. And I really try. I really do. I'm doing a good job at it, yeah, you know, but I don't know. You know, that's just what I am. So,
so
I guess
Natalie,
that's my gift. I can read cards very well. They're very accurate. A lot of the advisors will say, "Well, how come you don't go on the site?" And I'm going to tell you this. The reason I don't is because I built it for all of you. If I wanted it to be Natalie's site, it would be Natalie's site, and that's not what I'm about. And I don't want to take even 5 minutes away from your earnings. and I would take it away because most of the clients that come on the site have known me for a really long time. And they'll say, oh, Natalie's on. I'm going to go to Natalie. I don't want to do that. That's not my job. My job is to keep the platform running great, the whole network that I have, to field all the clients. And some of them, well, you know, some of them, Al, started off as not being so nice. Well, I didn't like my reading, you know, and so I handle them. I do customer service. I had one lady, and I think she's an attorney. She said, I have never had such good customer service as I've had with you. That was one of the greatest compliments I've ever gotten. Because some people, you know right away what to do with them. So I do all that. I handle the clients. I handle issues if their bell is not ringing in their chat. You know, the advisors, I'll go in on all the browsers. I have three monitors. And I need every one of them. I don't know how I get it off of one, Al. I really don't. But, yeah, but I love what I do. You can tell. You can hear it in my voice. You can really hear it in my voice.
Yes, I can. So here's the final topic for our show here, and thank you for having me on the show. So here it is. Because you're obviously an amazing person, a wonderful human being. You come from your heart. Plus, you have this gift of feeling. Who's the special person in your life?
Well, he hasn't arrived yet.
Oh!
I know who he is.
Be?
Huh? How could it be? Well, you got to listen. Just listen. I have a great story to tell. It's a very spiritual one, but it's not a story. I shouldn't say that. This is real. He came to me in a vision, a fast one. And from that point on, he's famous. I kind of started following him. I knew who he was, but you know who this one is. Oh, okay, great, they're doing that, awesome. But it's not like a crush, like, oh, I got to find out what he's doing. No, it wasn't like that, nothing like that at all. But I kept sensing him. And, you know, in my interviews with some of my, I had some really good advisors. One gal told me, who's this man? I said, well, you know, and I kind of stumbled because I always talk to everybody on the phone. And I said, well, he hasn't, you know, appeared in my life yet. She said, well, why not? I said, well, this was a while ago now. You know, this is a long time ago. And she said, well, tell me what happens. And I said, well, I sense him all the time. And she said, well, what do you think that means? I said, well, he senses me too, but he might not understand it all. If he's not spiritual, you know, sometimes you have something spiritually and you have to kind of break through that barrier and be on earth in the physical realm. Well, I found out that he listens to the show, and he could be listening tonight. I don't know. I don't think he's afraid. I don't think that's it. I think he doesn't realize what this really is. This is something very special and very spiritual, and it's going to be in my fairy tale. I have a fairy tale that I'm writing too. So maybe if he's listening, and he will listen to one of the recordings, if not this one right now, it's about the two of us because it's a very spiritual story so that all the little ones and all people can believe in things that they do not see because I would always end my show like that because they really do exist. And this story is about how the two of them finally meet. They meet in the spiritual realm. She knows who he is, but he's not really done anything yet about it. And he's troubled. It bothers him a lot. And I'm on his mind a lot. I know all this. So I guess, you know, if he's listening tonight, I should say you need to contact me. And you can reach me at starscast@starspsychics.com. I don't have a phone number that I give. But I think if he can listen, he's going to listen to the show as it's playing right now, or he'll listen to it later. And Maya, on her very last show, she said to me, she texted me, she says, I got to call you. Hold on, I got a client. And I said, what is she going to tell me now, right? She got on the phone and she said he was listening. My guides told me she never knew who he was. I never told anybody. I just said, he's famous, and he's not married, no children. He's just, you know, just is. So, and I don't tell people who he is because I don't want to spoil it, and I don't want to do that. That's not what I'm about. I don't go broadcast anything like that. So if he's listening, he needs to contact me because I will be able to answer all of his questions and let him know when he feels that little angel, it's really me. I'm the one that he feels. But I already know it's him, so it's a waiting game, Al. I just gotta wait. Be patient.
So let's do this. So I'm going to talk directly to him right now because I don't know who he is either. But if he is listening to the show, I'm going to talk to you directly, buddy. I think it's time for you to get a hold of Natalie. And I think it's time for you guys to have a little chat and see what happens. You never know unless you try.
Well,
so
you know,
too, to
Al, we're almost twin flames. I think we're very similar. We're very giving, very kind to a fault. We give away the store. Yeah, okay, give him the store. Who cares? We're like that. No, we don't look similar or anything, but I will be able to answer a lot of his questions. And should it all go like I feel it will, we'll do a lot of great things for the world. We really will, because we'll be touching bases in two different areas. Him as his and mine and mine. And, so listen to Al. You gotta get a hold of me, right?
Yep.
Al knows.
Definitely. Absolutely. I do know. That's why I'm talking to you, buddy. You better reach out to Natalie.
Yeah.
It's time.
It is, because...
Well, Natalie, that's it. That's it for my end.
Yep. It's time. I mean, he knows who I am. It's just that... is this really real? Yes, it's really real. What you're getting is really real. I get it every single day. I really do. I guess that's one of my gifts. I don't know. But anyways, this has been wonderful, and I'd like you to come back.
Thank you.
I don't know what the format's going to be for the next show. Are you done with the questions for me?
Yes, I am.
Of course, I did so much talking. All you did is ask a question. I probably talked 10 minutes for each question, right? But that's what I do. Maya would always laugh, and she'd say to me, you don't need me. If her voice was really bad, you know, you don't really need me. Everybody knows Natalie can talk for the whole hour. I can, but I can be really quiet, too. but anyways, I would like you to return. I don't know what the format's going to be. We'll talk about it on the phone. Maybe you've got some great ideas. Maybe you have some guests that you would like to bring on. I think that would be wonderful. I can always talk to anybody. It doesn't matter. I mean, I talk to people in stores and wherever. I mean, that's what I'm about. I'm not afraid of anybody, and nobody is better than me, and I'm not better than them. So, it'll be really, really good. So we'll get together on the phone, maybe sometime next week, and we'll decide some things. I have one guest that I could do right away. She's an author. Very spiritual lady. She used to work for me. So we'll see about that. But you might have some ideas, and this is good. See, I never really wanted to do this all by myself, Al, because I don't want it to be the Natalie show. You know, I mean, I want to interact with people. I have to interact. I like to discuss. And I come from a very spiritual place, a very loving place, so it's easy for me. So, okay, with that, I guess we'll close the show. Thank you, Al, for coming on, and you can go visit him. He's Stars with a Z Visionary on starspsychics.com. Look for him to be available online, and maybe we'll even have Melissa on one day. That would be fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, because she's got some new things coming down the pike, and we want to hear about that. So talk to her also. She's got a lot of ideas, that lady. And so with that, I guess we'll close the show. And I'm going to end it like I always end it. After, you know, I do thank you, Al, for coming on and having me basically do all the talking. But the next time I'll let you have the reins and talk. But I'm going to end the show just like I always do, and that is to believe in things that you do not see, because they really do exist. Until next time. I love you all. Bye-bye. Bye, Al. Love you.
Take care. Love you, too. Take care.